Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For consider him who endures such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. We have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
أيها الأحباء، لا تستغربوا البلوى المحرقة بينكم حادثة لأجل امتحانكم كأنها أصابكم أمر غريب، بل كما اشتركتم في ألام المسيح افرحوا لكي تفرحوا في استعلام مجده أيضا مجتهدين. إن عيرتم باسم المسيح فطوبى لكم، لأن روح المجد والله يحب عليكم، أما من جهته فيجدف عليه، وأما من جهتكم فيمجد. فلا يتألم أحدكم كقاتل أو سارق أو فاعل شر أو متداخل في أمور غيره، ولكن إن كان كمسيحي فلا يخجل، فليمجد الله من هذا القبيل، لأن الوقت الابتداء قضاء بيت الله. فإن كان أولا منا فما هي نهاية الذين لا يطيعون إنجيل الله؟ وإن كان البار بالجهد يخلص فالفاجر الخاطئ أين يظهران؟ فإذا الذين يتألمون بحسب مشيئة الله فليستودعوا أنفسهم كما الخالق أمين في عمل الخير. لا تحب العالم ما أشهدت في عالم عالم ينبشى ويتحل زيسنا على الله يدوم إلى الأبد آمين.
شيرين ماري Oh. A reading from the Acts of our Fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. Our fathers had a tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened and Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him, and witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, and they stoned Stephen, and he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judah and Samaria, except the apostles. The word of the Lord, all grow, multiply, be multi, and confirm in the Holy Church of God.
In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the fourth day of the blessed month of Abib. May we begin in the goodness and renewed in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Church commemorates the consecration of the Church of the two martyrs, Saint Abakir and Saint John, and the relocation of their relics to it. After they had received the crown of martyrdom in the area of Canope, day of Abakir, Saint Julius of Akkas came with some of his disciples, shrouded them with a pure shroud, carried the pure bodies, and buried them in a tomb in the church of St. Mark the Evangelist in Alexandria. St. Julius wrote the account of their martyrdom. The pure bodies remained in that place until the death of St. Cyril. St. The pillar of faith, the angel of the Lord, appeared to him and commanded him to relocate the relics of these two saints to the other church of St. Mark by the seaside. He relocated them with a great honor, then built a church for them in the district. They relocated the pure bodies to it, and it was consecrated in this day in a great celebration. The Lord had honored his two saints with many signs of healing. Beside the church there was a pagan temple wherein many heathen gathered. When they saw the wonders that were manifested in the church of the two saints of Abakir and Saint John, many of them believed in the Lord Christ. The blessing of their praise be with us all, and glory to our God forever. Amen.
Ah, جَنَّةِ سَنَاءِ صَوْنِ مَسَاجِيُوسْ أُسْئُوسْ أَجِيُوسْ يَشْرُوسْ أَجِيُوسْ أَسَانَاتُوسْ أُسْتَبْرُوسْ إِسْمِ سَنَاءِ صَوْنِ مَسَاجِيُوسْ أُسْئُوسْ أَجِيُوسْ يَشْرُوسْ Necron
Many from righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you have not heard them. But as life for they see and hearing for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, to that prayer of you,
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O once, O our master, repeated us to remember and supplication the prayer which ever upon to you, Lord, our God's homes. Have already fallen and asleep, repose them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your heads are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Oneyet ochen o Messinieth o weben tebai eho opi o weipi o weikata bezran nimen ra ti entipi e Christus erweze vine reie gontri shashe sunen tipi oto kosmari asma ven pensoti kanen novinane voltove mepshoi se reie gonna shoi se ni otin apostos nefse penteni matetis tefkanen novinane volje fez morot injivio temshi nem perna mais o petria sigi ke volten ostem mostenti ones. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecost, the Lord, Creator of heaven, earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy God, the Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of life, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. We Christmas before our Savior came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. When he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to scriptures, ascended to heavens and sits on the right hand of his Father, and is coming again to glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord God, given who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church we confess one baptism for remission of sins.
Ten goshte volchait henti anastasi senteni refmo od nempi onchente bie onesneio.